When you made Jesus Lord of your life, you became a part of the supernatural. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's discuss the many ways your father can transfer wealth to you supernaturally.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We got something good going on here this week. Pastor George Pearson's is with us, and we're talking about abundance, superabundance, and prospering regardless of what's happening around you in the world, in the natural. We are not natural people. We're supernatural
people. We're supernatural people.
We're born of God. Yes. We've got to remember that. We are born of God.
Yes.
Everybody knows we're not normal, but they don't know why. It's because of the new birth.
You just said something.
What?
You just said something.
Okay.
We are supernatural people.
We are.
Excuse us for just a
moment.
We are working on something here. We are supernatural people. We have been created in the image of God. And we are supernatural people.
We are, George.
And we operate in the supernatural. Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
I'm going to write that down.
We are supernatural people.
We are.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
That's really something. I'll take that.
Okay, take it.
Okay, so here we are. We're talking about supernatural provision. And we're entering into a place that we've never been before, because it's going to be necessary, absolutely necessary, that you know this information, that you know how to prosper heaven's way, that you know how to operate in the supernatural. That's why we're teaching this, Gloria.
That's right.
That's why we spent all of last week and this week. That's why we're making all of the outlines available to you on kcm.org. Mm-hmm. Go to the picture of Gloria and me, click onto it, and it'll take you right to these notes. You can print them out. You can share them. You can go back and watch the broadcast over and over again. And Gloria and I want your supernatural provision testimonies.
Yes, we do.
We want to know the unusual and unlimited ways that God is providing for you, that God is supplying for you. You know, I said something just a moment ago about supernatural provision. I'm working on something in my own life. I am endeavoring to enlarge in my capability and capacity to believe God for the supernatural.
Yeah. Amen.
To believe God for what He wants for us, and to walk in that same supernatural that the book of Acts was, and that Jesus walked in, and in the Old Testament, and how they walked in that. God has unusual ways and unlimited avenues of supplying whatever we need that goes beyond a paycheck. People have a paycheck mentality that's it. That's the only way God supplies. But He has so many ways to supply for us. And one of the ways that He has is what we're going to talk about today, and that is supernatural wealth transfer.
That sounds good. I like that.
I like that too. Mm-hmm. And you know something, Gloria? We have to keep bringing that up. You and I have been teaching together on this broadcast. This is day 167, I think. I'll go back and check it. But we've been teaching together since 2010. And several times during the course of our teachings, we have talked about the subject of supernatural wealth transfer. We have to keep our faith alive on these things.
We do.
We cannot let these things slip from our thinking. We've got to keep them before the forefront all the time.
That's right.
And I am calling in the wealth transfer.
Amen.
We're going to take a look at a couple of scriptures and a couple of words from the Lord that have been delivered about wealth transfer, and you can believe God for wealth transfer.
Oh, yeah.
It's a promise from the Word of God. It's in His covenant.
Full of good promises.
Yes. Proverbs 13. Let's take a look at it. Proverbs 13, 22. It says here, "A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just." I was laughing here because the Amplified Bible says it finds its way eventually to the just. Is that your Amplified that you
No.
No?
But here
I think it says it eventually finds its way to you. So a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And I'm saying this right now by faith. I am believing God.
That just proves that God wants you to prosper.
That's right.
If you don't have anything, there's nothing to leave to
your children. God right now, Gloria, for supernatural wealth transfer into my household.
Yes, amen.
So that I can leave an inheritance to Justice and Jesse and Eileen and Kaylin.
Yes.
And they will adore their Poppy.
They,
I mean, they love their Poppy now, but oh, they will adore their Poppy, leaving it for their children's children.
Right.
Did you find?
Well, yeah. What scripture?
Proverbs 13:22. What does that say in the
Amplified? A good man.
Good man.
See, George, you're a good man.
Thank you, Gloria.
Leaves
I receive
that. Leaves an inheritance of moral stability and goodness to his children's children.
Great.
And the wealth of the sinner finds its way eventually into the hands of the righteous. It's interesting that he put those two together, isn't it?
It is interesting.
The inheritance and the wealth of the sinner
come
into those who are upright and right with God.
I'm taking that.
That's
I'm taking that right now.
A
I'm
good
receiving
man
it. You do that
leaves
too.
Leaves an inheritance to his children's children, to his grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And the wealth
mm-hmm.
of the sinner finds its way eventually into the hands of the righteous. Now get this part. It says, for whom it was laid up.
Oh, praise God.
See, the sinner.
There it is, right there.
He had somebody else's
Thank
inheritance.
You.
I just saw that.
Thank you. For
okay,
whom?
Goosebumps.
For whom it is laid up.
So the wealth is laid up for those
praise God.
Who are right with God.
Yes.
Did you know I'd never seen exactly that
yes.
I remember?
Your
praise
goosebumps
God.
Jumped over to mine. I'm like, but that is really, it's laid up for us.
Yeah.
Laid up
That's
for the
right.
just, laid up for the righteous. If you are in Christ Jesus, this is for you.
It's the only way to get righteous.
It's the only way to get righteous,
Jesus
to make Jesus
life.
Lord.
Yeah.
Listen
wow.
to this, Gloria. This is,
Good.
You have this on your notes. This is a word that we bring up over and over and over again. A very significant word from Charles Capps. Praise God for Charles Capps.
Oh, yes.
Wow, Charles is in heaven right now just
oh,
feasting on the goodness of God. Financial inversion shall increase in these days. Well, this was delivered in 1978, but we are still in those days.
An inversion is a turning upside down.
Turning upside down. Financial inversion shall increase in these days. For you see, it is my desire to move in the realm of your financial prosperity. But release me, saith the Lord, release me that I may come in your behalf and move
yeah.
on your behalf. For yes, there shall be in this hour financial distress here and there. Well, have we not seen that?
Boy, have we ever.
The economy shall go up and it will go down. But those,
oh, hallelujah.
That's us, who will learn to walk in the Word, they shall see the prosperity of the Word come forth in this hour in a way that has not been seen by men in days past.
Something new.
That includes the Old Testament.
Yeah, that's right.
You read the rest of it, Gloria. I want
yes,
to hear you read it.
Yes, there's coming a financial inversion in the world system.
Yeah.
That's a turning upside
that's
down.
Turning upside down.
It's been held in reservoirs of wicked men for days on end.
Wow.
But the end is nigh.
Mm.
Now, if you're a wicked man listening to this,
yeah.
you need to make Jesus the Lord of your life,
yep.
and you can hold on to it, because then you'd be righteous. That's the only way we get righteous, really, is to make Him Lord and be born over again. That's amazing.
You said, and it says here, the end is nigh. That was 1978. We are nigher to nigh, nigher to the end than when He spoke that word.
But release me, saith the Lord. You see, it's my desire to move in the realm of your financial prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
But release me, saith the Lord, release me that I may come in your behalf and move on your behalf.
On your behalf, yes.
Ah, manifestation, that yeah. I may
That's
come
it. That's it.
And manifest myself.
That's it.
For yes, there shall be in this hour financial distress here and there. The economy shall go up
yep.
and it will go down.
Yep.
But those who learn to walk in the Word.
That's what we're doing.
That's us. They shall see the prosperity of the Word come forth in this hour in a way that it has not been seen by men in days past. Yes, there's coming a financial inversion in the world system. It's been held in reservoirs of wicked men
reservoirs.
For days on end, but the end is nigh. Those reservoirs shall be tapped and shall be drained into the gospel of Jesus Christ. It shall be done in the time allotted. It'll be on time.
Mm-hmm.
And so shall it be that the word of the Lord shall come to pass, that the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just.
That's it.
There's the word to
That's
back
it.
That up.
That's it.
It was a word of prophecy by Charles Capps,
mm-hmm.
but it's also a word written in the Scripture.
Exactly.
The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just.
Now we receive that.
We are supernatural people.
We are I tell you, every time you say that, that does something to me on the inside.
Supernatural provision comes to us.
Right. And wealth transfer is ours. It's being transferred to us right now. Right now. Let's look at this next one on page 2 here. In Proverbs, I'm looking back at Proverbs here, Proverbs 105:37, it says, I'm on page, here it is, here, right there. Psalm 105:37, it says, He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes.
He brought them forth rich and healed.
Rich.
Glory to God.
I like that. That's the Gloria Copeland translation. Yeah. Rich and healed. I like that. I like that. And that was the largest, most significant wealth transfer up to that point. The children of Israel leaving Egypt with all the stuff that they had, they said, here, take it, get out. And they left.
They wanted them out bad.
They wanted them out so bad that they just loaded them up and they sent them out. And I wanted to read this word from the Lord. This was through Brother Copeland, March the 8th of 2012. I believe this was at the Branson meeting at Keith and Phyllis Moore's church. Listen to this. Okay. He was talking along and then all of a sudden he just got caught up in that word. He was just talking, but then got caught up in the word. And here's what he was saying. The largest, most significant transfer of property, mm-hmm. goods, wealth, and people from the hands of the devil into the hands of God's people who are prepared to receive it. He said, I'm telling you, the biggest transfer of property in the history of mankind. The history of mankind has just begun, and it's swinging into... And then that's when Brother Copeland jumped into this word from the Lord. It has moved into its final stage.
Now, when was that he gave
that? That was March 8th, 2012 in Branson. And those who will listen to me and follow me and trust me, those who I have taught my word and have given the authority to walk in these things, it is the most outstanding things that human eyes have ever seen.
Christ.
And then he said, it is time now. And the time is now. Your time has come. Your hour has come. So rise and do those things by faith that you know to do, and all that belongs to heaven will come into your hands for your joy.
Praise God.
So praise God. What the Lord was saying through Brother Copeland was the largest, most significant transfer is upon us.
The largest.
So what we have to do is we have to receive it by faith.
Well, I don't believe that could happen. It's already happened.
I believe it.
When Israel left, they left loaded. They left from being servants.
Yes.
To being loaded.
Yes.
Didn't they?
From servants to loaded. That's exactly right. What they were doing, Gloria.
And it happened almost overnight, I guess.
I believe with all of my heart, and I'm working on this. I'm working. I remember when Bill Winston was talking about he had had the day at the office, at the church. He came home to his wife and she was in the kitchen and he started complaining about some people. And she said, wait a minute. Stop right there.
You need a wife like
she
that.
She said, don't talk to me about that right now. She said, I'm working on something. And I'm telling you, I'm working on something. I'm working on this supernatural wealth transfer. And when the prophet says, the largest, most significant, the largest, see what people do sometimes, I study these words. I go through them with a fine-tooth comb.
I meditate on
every word of these words, every word of the word and every word of these words. And it says, the largest.
The largest.
The largest. Yeah. Most significant transfer of property, goods, wealth, and people from the hands of the devil into the hands of God's people who are prepared to receive it. Gloria, that's what we're doing on these broadcasts. We're preparing people to receive that wealth transfer.
It's happened before. Brought them forth with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble among them. So they got the silver, the gold, the healing, and out they went.
Can we just talk supernaturally here?
Let's do it.
Have a little supernatural conversation. Okay. You know, we're talking about needing another citation 10. There, we got folks going in all kinds of directions.
That's true.
And I just really, I'm just meditating on this and thinking about, there's probably a Citation 10 out there sitting.
Trying to come to you right
trying
now.
To come.
I agree.
It, trying to come. It's sitting on the tarmac just saying, I want to preach the gospel.
I want to preach.
I'm tired of flying these smoking people and these drinking people. I want to be in the presence of the righteous people.
That's
and
right.
I want to take the gospel all over the world.
I believe it.
And I believe we have one coming to
I
us.
Agree with
there
you.
Is a wealth transfer taking place.
Yes, amen.
And I take it. Let's look at this last one. I'm going to jump over here to James chapter 5, and I'll just... let me read this because they just got the 5-minute mark here. In James chapter 5, 1 through 3, we're talking here about last day's wealth transfer. Last day's wealth transfer. It says, go to now, you rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted. Your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rest of them shall be the witness against you and shall eat your flesh as if it were fire. You've heaped treasure together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who've reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud cries, and the cries of them which have reaped have entered into the ears of the Lord of the Sabbath. We're talking about here, you've reaped, you've heaped treasure together for the last days. And in the last few moments of the broadcast, let me read this word. This is from Bill Winston. It was an article that he wrote, Pastor Bill Winston, called Supernatural Wealth Transfer. God is restoring the earth back into the hands of its rightful owners, as well as restoring the power or blessing to govern it. Because of Adam's sin, the earth was not in the hands of God's family. Now, God is working His redemptive plan to get it all back, what I refer to as a supernatural transfer of wealth. As we get closer to the Lord's return, there's an invasion of the kingdom of heaven into this world, the imposing of God's will on the plans of the devil. Earthly systems, laws, rules, policies, and values must now come in line with heaven's order or heaven's government, the government of the kingdom of heaven. Psalm 103:19, His kingdom rules over all. One of the major things coming in this hour is an explosion of wealth in the body of Christ.
Praise God.
Through divine favor, witty inventions, and the grace of giving, we are at the season of the greatest wealth transfer in the history of this planet.
What a word.
There will be inventions that will make the iPhone seem like child's play. This is a prophetic time in history, the same as the set time that triggered the release of the children of Israel from Egyptian bondage. This is a season. What is happening now, that is happening now. It is a set time or season which is the consummation of something pledged or promised by God. The reservoirs of the wicked will now be drained as the Babylonian system of the world fails. The system of the kingdom of God will prevail. Now listen to this last part. We are even going to see money supernaturally transfer into the bank accounts of the people of God. Why the transfer of wealth? Mainly for the advancing of the kingdom and bringing in the end time harvest of souls.
That's right.
God needs the wealth in our hands to fulfill the call that is in our lives for this generation and to reclaim what Jesus has redeemed.
I'm assured.
Father, we receive right now fresh revelation of the end time transfer of wealth into the hands of the righteous.
Lord,
we take hold of that, Father, and we give you our word that we will do with it what you desire for us to do with it.
Yes.
We receive that wealth transfer.
Hallelujah.
And we claim it in Jesus' name because we are supernatural people.
Amen. Glory to God.
Praise
George
God.
And I'll be right back.
Praise God.
God has awesome ways and unlimited avenues of supply that supersede all natural limitations. They're all part of His supernatural provision for you. The Supernatural Provision Package includes a 10-part series with Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's. Enlarge your capacity to believe and begin receiving on a higher level than you ever thought possible. Also included are 2 bonus CDs by Pastor George that will take you higher in your understanding of the Word and help you access God's unlimited storehouse. The study notes of all 10 sessions are great for teaching small groups or for your personal Bible study. Then get ready to go to the next level with the Supernatural Church CD series by Pastor Bill Winston, a dynamic teaching that tells you the exceeding abundance that's available to you now. When you purchase your package, you'll also receive the Supernatural Provision Confession Card free. Tap into God's unlimited storehouse, take the limits off, and live in the realm of God's superabundance. Live in the realm of God's superabundance. Order the Supernatural Provision Package for only $39.99 and discover the unlimited ways God can provide all your needs. Log on to kcm.org/TV special or call toll-free 800-600-7395 and request your package today. Receive the supernatural abundance that only God can supply. For an additional 10% off, order the Supernatural Provision Package online.
I'm Oscar Rivera. I minister in all the prisons of Oklahoma. My wife and I, we always believe that this ministry has not only deposited a lot of teachings in our lives, but the anointing that we have caught, but the teachings have really increased us in the way we believe. I don't believe the way I used to believe 5 years ago. The teachings came out 4 years ago. And that's when I started teaching it. Maybe 2 months after it came out on television, I started teaching it in the prisons. So in 1 month, I would teach this 46 times. And they told me, nobody tells us what you're teaching us here. He said, what you're teaching us here, we don't hear that here. And he says, but what you're teaching is something that we need in order to walk out of here with that kind of faith. I don't like to reinvent the wheel. If the wheel is already rolling, why go reinvent the wheel? You know? And so I just printed the material out and I said, this is great. The first one that I taught on being rich. I have an individual there. His name is Roger. He comes to my service all the time. He never misses. And he was just amazed. He said, Brother Oscar, he says, every time you come here and you teach these things to us, he says, when I leave here, he says, I know that I'm not ever coming back because I'm going to trust God for everything. And he was so excited because he said, Brother Oscar, he said, when you walked out the other day, he says, I never knew that I was rich. He said, I heard about it, but the way that you put it, the way that you taught the lesson, he says, it went inside my spirit. And from that day on, I started declaring that I was rich. And a week later, I received a check for $1,800. And then a week after that, I received another check for $1,000. When we learn things, it's not for just for us to hold them on the inside and to see ourselves increase, but it's to share it with other people and to see other lives change. And so, I believe that we are called to be a voice, an extension, not only of the gospel, but of this ministry. Because the material is not just material. There's an anointing that comes with it.
What an amazing testimony, Gloria. He takes our teaching outlines into the prisons, teaches the prisoners. And Oscar didn't have time to share this. I want to share this testimony.
Go ahead.
He said that there was a gang leader in the prison that was going to his classes. The man would barter, which is illegal in that system, and he wanted to provide for his wife. He started listening to our teachings on prosperity and put the Word of God into practice. He forgave all of his fellow inmates the debts that they owed him, and he quit bartering. He left the gang that he was leading, and he started sharing the gospel. He began putting together welcome bags for the new men coming into the prison.
Oh,
and when the other inmates saw what he was doing, they began giving to him. So now he is able to support his wife the right way. He was taking the Word of God, immersing himself in the Word in prison, and God was supplying his need.
Praise
and Gloria, that's exactly what we have to do. And that's why we've designed this package, the outlines, the notes, DVDs, the teaching that Brother Bill Winston has on the Supernatural Church, the confession card, all of these. And listen, here's a challenge that Brother Copeland gave to Bill Winston that he talks about in this. He said, one department in your ministry has enough faith to bring in enough money as your whole ministry brought
That's
in
right.
over the last year. That is supernatural prosperity.
Praise
so
God.
We've designed all of this for you to be able to enlarge and believe God for the
Amen.
Supernatural.
Isn't that exciting?
Praise Glory. God, Gloria.
That'd be great Christmas gifts.
Yes.
Let's
yes.
pray, George. Father, in the name of Jesus,
you, Jesus,
we pray for the people. We pray for all of us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That the eyes of our heart be flooded with light.
That's
that
right.
we know and begin to do and act on what you have written in the Word.
Thank
we
you, Jesus.
Receive that Word,
we receive,
Lord.
Father.
And we pray for all the people listening that their ears are open, their
Praise
hearts
God.
Open, and the Word of God will become
yes, Lord.
First place in their lives so that they can live in the blessing.
Thank you.
And the healing of the body in Jesus' name.
Praise
I command
God.
You to be healed.
Healed.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Believer's Voice of Victory is our free monthly publication. It was first printed in 1973. Today it is mailed to almost 500,000 subscribers. Free.
Free. Many of them are in prison.
Yes,
A lot of
many
those.
Of them are.
Yep.
Free worldwide. It's printed English, Spanish, Russian, and German. Read the faith-filled articles that encourage your faith. Share the magazine with others and spread the good news. It's a good way to let people know about how good God is. So if you'd like to have it, go to kcm.org and request your free subscription. Hallelujah. Or read our online version. Thank you, partners, for helping us send the Word around the world. Tomorrow, join us day 8 for Supernatural Debt Cancellation. This is Gloria and George reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The 2014 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 13th through 15th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. The 2015 Branson Victory Campaign, February 26th through 28th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas.